last week, we went back to Parshas Lech Lecha before Vayera. We mentioned this earlier in the Vadim, that we see when the Torah introduces us to Avraham Avinu before his Ma'isei Chesed of Achmasei Sorchim, the Torah tells us a few Ma'isim we learned up. And the Taitch is that that's the Shurish of all his Ma'isei Chesed. When the Shurish of the Ma'isei Chesed come from a person who Kol Atzmoi is he's Royes Hasheni, he's Matzliach to place the Olam of the Zulas Betoich Atzmoi. So then his Ma'isei Chesed are different Ma'isei Chesed. That's the Emes, that's the Shleimus of Amur HaChesed Avraham Avinu. So we saw that the Torah is telling us that you first have to start the Shiroshim of Chesed. We saw last week, we spoke about the Sugya of Nizhirus, the moment Shal Acherim. So we want to go right to the next, right after that Maisa, we mentioned this then, in the beginning of the Vadim, right after the Maisa of the Meriva being Roy Loit and Roy Yitzoyin, right afterwards, the Torah tells us how Yovaya Polit, how the Polit, Chazal says, oh, he came and told Avraham Avinu that Loit was taken Shevi in the Mechama. And Avraham Avinu goes out to a Mechama. And this is another Nakuda in the Sugya Sachesed. The Nakuda of Noisi Ba'olam Chaverim. This, which I'll explain Bezer Hashem, and the ability for somebody like Avraham Avinu, who wasn't in immediate danger, who wasn't Bechlal B'Sakona, and him, when he hears somebody, it's his Karev, but Lamais, it's not him, that he's Mukhan, and he feels Mechuyiv, to go out to Mechama, put himself in Sakona, Vayarek Es Chanicha, because I'll say, he had Talmidim, Chanichim, 318 Talmidim, who he sends out to Mechama in order to save, in order to be Matzeloit. This is a Mid of Noisa Balam Chaverin. And that's what we want to learn up tonight. Again, we're learning Sugis Proteus. It's definitely not fair to learn the Sugi of Nesoyis Malchaveir in one vad. It's a Sugi Arucha Adamoid. You could spend a very long time. I'll be makdim also. That in the Sugi Saches, Nesoyis Malchaveir is probably the highest and the hardest part of Sugi of Chesed. Personally, I find it extremely challenging. It's the hardest part, it's the highest part of the Sugi of Chesed. Again, L'nyaneinu, it's very Nitzrach. It's Zichr, a tremendous Ashloma in the Sugi of Achoves Ani. In being pirates, the Gvul of Chitzonius. I'm going to try to show where the Sugis Neis and the Chaver also stels Chsu to the regular Eifanim of Chesed. It's very matim to talk about Neis and the Chaver in these parashias. The Torah introduces us to Moshe Rabbeinu, his past six parasha. So you do it at the Alta from Kelim. There's not many people who heard Vadim, Shirim and Chumash this past week. Some a lot of them was discussed this. Now, from Kelim is Marech, how the Torah, when the Torah introduces us, we just spoke how when the Torah introduces us to Avraham Avinu. When the Torah introduces us to Moshe Rabbeinu, right after the Torah tells us that Basya took Parah in, the Pasuk says, Vayhi b'yomim ahein, vayigdal Moshe, vayetze el echov, vayar b'siv loisam. The Pasuk states that Moshe Rabbeinu grew up, zokta out from Kelim, it doesn't really mean that he grew up physically, figuratively. Yigdal Moshe became a bigger person. Zokta from Kelim, the Torah is telling us what was the Midah Ikris that was a Mafteach for Moshe Rabbeinu eventually to be the Manig, the greatest Manig that there ever was in Klal Yisrael, and the Moshe HaTorah. Those are the two Ikr Tavkidim Moshe Rabbeinu had together. And both the Shorish was Noisim Al Chaver. We're not going to go into Torah Bechlal tonight. It's a Shurim Ve'atzmoy. But this is what the Torah is telling us. Yigdal Moshe became a bigger person. He, because Noisi Baal is connected directly to Asugya, he made himself a person who's able, was koilel, is able to include in himself another person. And in Noisi Baal, it's bully de bita in an extremely sharp way, in a very big way. You really have to open yourself and widen yourself. But Yeitze Elochav, he went out. He went out, the way we were saying, he goes out of his veld. He went out of his veld, Elochav, Vayar Bisiv Loisam. That's the Nusach, the Torah that we've been seeing the whole time, Keseder. Vayar is a pa'ula that's marchiv yarnoiches. You're able to see yenim, see what he has. Not only see yenim, like you want to see yenim, vayar b'sevloisim. So Chazal over here, the Medrash, Medrash Rav, Kiyadu, is Marich. And the Medrash says, what was this Vayar B'Sav Loisom? Ma Vayar, Shirei B'Sav Loisom, Aboich Rav Ami, Chavali Aleichem. She'en Lecham Alocha Kosher, Kem Alecha Satit, Moshe, Rabbeinu, Kiyadu, wasn't Bechlal, Navoy the Kosher, wasn't Bechlal, the Gzeres HaShibud. Vayanoisin Kseifov, Umisayeh, Lekol Echad Vechamet. He actually went and he helped and he placed himself to feel their pain. Now, it says the Lashon Medrash in Sayeya. What kind of Misiyu is it? I mean, they're carrying it. He was a little kid. He did as much as he could. He did as much as he could so he could physically feel the tzar that they had. And this calls in Nichlal, B'lashon Kodesh Rashi, and Rashi says, Vayar, Nosin Ein of Libay, Lias Meitzer Aleim, the Pirush is in the Medrash. This can't do it to me, that's Noisabon and Chavere. So before we start again a little bit, I want to get to an Akuda Ikris in Yisrael and Chavir, La Shlom Asug Yaseinu. Let's be makdim, that Be'etzim, there are two tzuris, there are two hechatimsis of Yisrael and Chavir. The Shemir Shemid is Yisrael and Chavir Achasi, the two hechatimsis of Yisrael and Chavir. It's Be'etzim, the tzir of Avram Avinu, we just discussed, and the tzir of Moshe. The tzir of Yisrael and Chavir Moshe, which is very often discussed, which is a chidish naira, it's that there's a musig, there's an idea and responsibility of a yid in Klal Yisrael to carry the ol of another person who's in need and is in sorrow, even if he's not going to help him. Like I said, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't really help them. He didn't take them. He didn't pater them, exempt them from the fact they had to continue in the bondage. He didn't. There's an idea, and there's even an idea that's true even when the other person doesn't see you. There's a lot of talk about that. But also, there's Noisim al Chaveru, it's the same Shurish, it's another second application. Noisim al Chaveru is combined when we actually do Maisei Chesed. When we do Maisei Chesed, stalker, regular Maisei Chesed. Avram Avinu, he did a Maisei Chesed that helped a lot Loit. He saved Loit's life. He saved Loit's life. A lot of help Loit. It wasn't just the Noisim al Chaveru that we talk about. It doesn't. He saved Loit. But he did it, and it was only possible with the means of Noisim al Chaveru. I want to talk about both. I'm going to concentrate more on Avram. We're starting with Avram Avinu. I want to concentrate more on that. And what does it mean to be mechaber? Take the meat of Noisim al Chaveru and combine that into Asiyas Chesed. We want to come in Anoshim of Bnei Chesed. We need to have the Asiyah. We need to have the Nekud of Noisim. Oh, both Hechatimses. But maybe we'll start talking about the other Hechatimses, the Tzir of Avram. Well, so again, I want to start off, Mamash, getting to the Nekuda Miuchedes. What is the... We're talking about Maisei Chesed. And you want to get to the unique Nekuda. What exactly is the point of Noisei Bom and Chaveri that separates it totally from other Maisei Chesed? There's regular Maisei Chesed, and there's Maisei Chesed at Shiroshim and Noisei Bom Chaveri. And we're saying Avram Avinu only could have been the second, the Maisei Nochama could only have been with Noisei Bom Chaveri. Just like this. Let's open up this again. Very simply said, and I'm going to bring it out, the difference between Noisei Ol, Stam Maisei Chesed, Noisei Bom Chaveru is like this. Regular Chesed, the Nitzrach, let's say Shimon is a Nitzrach, many things that he can need. I'm helping him, I'm giving him. In a regular Maisei Chesed, Shimon's over there, and I'm over here. I'm standing outside of Shimon's problem, outside of Shimon's plight. I see him in a point of need, and I give him. I give Shimon. That's Chesed. Has a certain gvul, has a lot of gvulas. The Nekuda of Noisim al Chaveri, the Nekuda, we have to bring it out. But the Nekuda of Noisim al Chaveri is, no, his plight becomes partially my plight. I'm not only giving Shimon, Shimon's pain, Shimon's need becomes personal. That's exactly the Nekuda of Noisim al Chaveri. The Nekuda of Noisim al Chaveri is to make Yenis, not only to provide for Yenim, and before providing, I'm the reason why he needs provision. He needs, there's something, he's at a point of need. When his point of need, what's weighing down on him, becomes personally mine, that is the Nekuda of Noisei Bom Chaveru. The Nekuda. Let's speak it out. The regular Tzir of Chesed, and this we start all the Tzir of Chesed, is there someone in a point of need? One of the very common cases is money. People always need money. The world runs around money. People need money. People need money for regular day life. There are very many who need money for regular life. And there is specific situations. A person has a medical story. A whole medical case comes on him. And who knows, all of a sudden he has bills that he never dreamed of. that person can have specific cases. Money, a person needs money. You could have another person who he's not so good in learning, and he really wants to know Yevamos, and he doesn't understand the Tosfos. He needs help in understanding the Tosfos. He needs help in Lamdas. He needs help. Another tzir is a person needs information. A person needs certain things. A person needs, he's someone sitting shiva, and he needs all kinds of paraphernalia you need for a shiva house. The regular tzir of chesed is, he needs, and I have. He needs money, and I have money. Or I have connections to money. He needs help in learning, and Baruch Hashem, I'm quite good in learning, and I can help him. He needs suggestions, connections, of how to do certain things. And Baruch Hashem, I have the connections. I have a gemach in my house. So he needs a gemach. I have a gemach that exactly has a gemach for cheers and all everything you need for a base of. Well, I have it. That's the regulatory of chesed. And here comes the tenu of a yid. The Baruch Hashem, if you worked at your chesed and you're generous, so you give him. You have the resources and you give him. Some more, some less. That might be telling you how chesed you are. Okay, that's the regular sort of chesed. But what happens, and many times this is much more common situations, what happens if he needs money and a horse doesn't have money? My master, horse doesn't have money. What the most I can give him, the guy, someone comes in and says, the guy found down the neighborhood $100,000 chayv. He'll get me. There's a guy in the Chabura who, see, he's very, he needs help in learning. And what can I do? I'm not the most serious guy. I'm not the guy. I can help him in learning. What can I do? I can help him a lot of other things. I can help him with money. But I can't help him in learning. I can't sit him down and tell that the whole place is about tonight. It's not going to help. It's not going to work. I don't have a gemach. I don't have what to help him now. So here's where in the Sugi of Chesed, you just ended. You just ended. And it's not only in a matter of resources. What happens, even if I do have money and I do have chokhmah, but right now I don't have the time. I'm up to my head thick in responsibilities to other people, the money. I already took on 16 other things of money. Chokhmah, I have another 15 other responsibilities of people. I just don't have the time. And then another very, very common situation. But the lack of time is many, many times people in times of need, in points of need, there is no light at the end of the tunnel. There's someone who, open it up, he has problems, but the problems are rooted. He has money problems. The problems are rooted not only yet. He has to go to therapy. Who knows how he was brought up? All of a sudden, this guy has so many problems. And developed in Shalom Bryas problems and Chinuch problems. And someone comes to you and says, money. I said, money, it's going to end. There's no end to this. I have money, and then end. Where's it all going up to? The guy needs money, needs therapy, needs shalom bias, needs chinuch, needs kids, needs tutors and therapists. Like, here's what chesed, which is a dead end. The tenu of chesed doesn't help you here. Because he's him, and I'm me. And right now, he's in a tremendous problem, and I don't have the resources to immediately help him. And if I even try to start thinking how I'm going to help him, there's no will. Here's where comes the meat of Noi Salom, Chaveri. Now, I'm going to give you a few tzirim. You look around in life, it's an amazing thing. Some of the illustrations, some of the cases I just illustrated, you have them in life, and you see that there are some people, always, in the tzibur, there are one and two individuals who step up to the plate, and all of a sudden, it's unbelievable. I had a ma'isa not too long ago. I was myself. I was shoulder conditioned. It's a nice long way. It's a very hard surgery. There was somebody who was, you know, in the ma'isa of life, who had a big tick. I don't want to say tick in English. He had a big package. He had a big zach. He had money that was issues and this and that. And whatever. Some people helped him here and there, but it was way. All of a sudden, one person got up. This was amazing. He just pushed it, went, and moved. He made phone calls, and he this, and he that, and he this, and he this, and he arranged, and he... And all of a sudden, before you knew it, the person, I'm not going to get into all details, the person was set up for a good almost 2 years, financially. And then he was able to now deal with all those other problems. And yet, there's all other problems weren't so Purim did. There was a lot of other things in life. It wasn't so geschmack, but at least he had one part of his life that was totally set up. Why was that one younger man who did that? Why did he do that and so many other people didn't do that? Why is it sometimes you have a family who, again, is falling apart? The family is falling apart. And then everyone, no one knows what to do, and there's this one neighbor who just runs in and steps in, this one lady who runs in and starts raging suddas and this and that. Why? Why is that one person do it and everyone else doesn't do it? So I'm showing him a tire exactly. I'll tell you what goes on in my heart when I hear it's like this. When you hear about the story, and no one tells you there's someone in need and you know about the story. So again, my heart opens up. As I'll say, Shlois Gomorrah Nivamas Grada. Shloish Shemida is Ba'um Ha'izu. Ba'ishonim Rachmonim Ve'goyim Lichasolim. Every Yid is a Rachman. If you hear a story of someone in need, and you don't pity, and you don't have a tremendous desire to help him, something's wrong with Yiddish Yichas. Check your Yiddish DNA. You have to be bullied. The Ketev Ma'oid. Something's wrong with you. Something in your back. Something's majorly wrong. But 90% of the people in the room, when we hear such a story, what happens is we pity exactly that. This person's in the plight. The enemy's in the plight. He's in fakricht. He's stuck. And I'm over here. The question is, can I help him? I feel terrible for him. But how much already can I help him? Hashem sent him the package. I don't have the package right now. It's limited how much you can help him. But when the tzara becomes your tzara, speak about Behemesh, what it means, your tzara. But when the tzara becomes your tzara and it's weighing on you, it's weighing on you. When it's weighing on you, all of a sudden, a person comes up with things that he never would have thought of. Doik v'tishkach in your own life. It's a famous maimor ha-chochem. The chochem said, the saying goes, necessity is the mother of creation. Necessity is the mother of creation. It's a cloud golden life. When there's a tefillah that says something has to happen, all of a sudden a person comes up with things he never would have thought of. And the human being, there's no end to the koichas of a human being. A mensch has the resources that are in human being, things you never ever thought of, you never ever would have dreamed of. All of a sudden you're stuck with $100,000 choiv. Sometimes all of a sudden you come up with things you never thought of. You're stuck. Your kid can't get into a cheder. Your kid can't get into a thing. A person from. It's all. But when the enemy has a problem and it's not weighing on you personally, that fountain of creation doesn't open up. That individual who stepped in, do you think it's easy to make calls to 10, 15, 20 people to ask them for money? You think anyone likes that? Solicit money? I for sure don't like that. But when you have something weighing on you, when it's your zach, you do things that you're uncomfortable with because it's your plight, because it's your oil. We have to do chesed with oil gemilas chasodim. Oil and oil shafs koiches. When a person carries an oil, he shafs koiches. I can tell you endless stories of this. Just a recent story, a little bit. Also my problem, I'm very, very bad in Signeus Molchaber. We had a mice in our binyan, kinds of mice. One of the neighbors is getting old. Can't take care of anything. The neighbors. And on his roof, I can't get into all the details, but on his roof is sitting millions of things from all the neighbors. We spoke about that last week. He's sitting millions of things from all the neighbor, and he's complaining about it, all the leaks in his roof also. It's a never end. Well, again, one is never end of story. Who wants to help him? Who wants to take care of him? There's no way where you can go. But just recently, a little bit of Baruch Hashem, there's a lot more to do and I still have to work. But just recently, he met me in the hallway and he started talking to me. It cost me half an hour. He was talking to me for half an hour. I don't like wasting time. And after half an hour of him complaining, it started sitting on me a little bit on me. All of a sudden, I came up with a few solutions after that half an hour. Things I never thought of. Why did that happen? Before I thought of it, all of a sudden I started, why did that happen? Very simple. Because his plight started sitting on me. I wasn't holding a nice bow by myself. He forced it on me. But all of a sudden, I started coming up and I started thinking, maybe those things belong to that person. I can now remember where does that belong. So again, we're far away from moving out. This is bringing out tiny. I'm trying to bring out the sugya. There's chesed stam and chesed with Nesiyas Sol. Usually we don't associate chesed with Nesiyas Sol. And it's true. There's a part of chesed that doesn't initiate with oil. Is a tenu of chesed the person has to get. It has to be based on generosity and a divus. But we have to be mitzaref, an oil to the ma'isa chesed. So Lashon Rashi in B'mitziyah Daf Lamed Gimel Maral Rashi calls Gemilas Chasodim oil. Rashi says you're poirik meal of oil Gemilas Chasodim. Same case. Always bring a mocker to this. In Parashas Re'eh, it says, in Perek Tezvov, in one of the sugyas of Chesed, it's Tzedakah. So it says, Kiyah b'cha'ev yoy ma'achar achecha. So grab the, here it's mashma, the Hatchila, before you give Tzedakah, you're supposed to give halva, which is a form of Tzedakah. You never know for sure if you're going to get it back. But the best way to do it is to give halva. That's the best way. He feels not like such a makabel. You give him a mashkin. The pasuk says, what happens if he's poor and you want to give him halva and he asks for halva, but it's right before Shemitah? Yishor melecha peniyeh dovarim levovcha b'li'al leimor korva shnas ha-sheva shnas ha-shemitah v'ro eincha b'chicha evya v'lo yisitayim. You're going to cheshbin, it's coming Shemitah, who knows he's going to pay me back before Shemitah, I might lose the whole thing. So how does the pasuk say? Hishomar, pen ye bedover l'mdvovcha b'li'al. What does the word b'li'al mean? B'li'al means, it's Rashi earlier, it's the parasha of Yer Nidachas. In the parasha of Yer Nidachas, where there's a city of Oivdei Avodah Zarah. And the Oivdei Avodah Zarah, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, there's going to be Anoshim b'li'al, they're going to go and serve Avodah Zarah. What does it mean b'li'al? Rashi says b'li'al means b'li'oil, without an oil, without an oil. It's a musik of oil. B'li'al means that oil. Zokrashi sheporku me'oleyem oil shemokom. They come with the zara. They don't have the oil. They don't have olmach shemayim on them. They're pre-kazol. That's pre-kazol. Over there, by Anshi Nidachs, understand that. What does it mean over here? What does it mean over here? He's not giving a loan to his friend. What does it mean, b'li'al? The teretz shteita, this nekuda we're talking about, the whole man. Shteita aleph. Al derech, there's a musig of bein adam l'mokim, bein adam l'chaver is al derech bein adam l'mokim. And now, in Yenin, we're talking about tonight, al derech, there's a musig of an oil legabei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an oil of responsibility. There's an oil of responsibility to carry the weight of your friend. And if not, your pork oil shall mokim. But what we're talking about tonight, this sugi of noisy ba'ol and b'mitzar for chesed, there's a midah in all of our koiches ha-nefesh, every one of them sitting here. And this midah is in the family of anoichis. This midah is one of the children of midas anoichis. And this midah is called in the Lashon of the Torah, ha-shoimer ochi anoichi. There's a midah in all of us that doesn't allow us and doesn't want, and we don't ever want to take the love of somebody. This is mentioned in the posting in the first fight that's brought down in the Torah. The first meriva that existed in the Torah is Cain of Hevel. And Cain kills Hevel. Cain in the posting Batsim says he didn't have room. There was not enough room in the world for Hevel. Cain, only two brothers in the world, but there's not enough room. That's Chazal say. He didn't have enough room for Hevel. He killed him. And Abisha comes in and says, "Hey, Hevel Achicha, where's your brother?" And he says, "Hashoimer ochi anoichi." What is the word Hashoimer ochi? Hashoimer ochi anoichi means like this. It means, I'm me, Kain's Kain, and Hevel's Hevel. I'm personally responsible for Hevel. This is what Warsaker is always thinking. This guy's stuck up the creek, I hear. But he has major problems. I have enough of my own issues. I got enough to carry my own things. If I can help him, again, if I have the resources, matoy manoyim. But that his problem should be my problem. My world of anoichi despises, repulses from that. It's a very deep thing. It runs away from that. I right now am comfortable. I right now don't have the weight of chayvus on my head. I right now don't have the weight of dealing with
a person who has to find therapists and has to wake up chinuch and has shalom bias issues. Shalom bias issues are very complicated. But for the person who himself has the all, it's his life. It's what he's living for. I should take on Yenis shalom bias problems. I should take on Yenis shalom bias problems. I should take on Yenna Chas v'shalom lost a child. I should go and take on as that. That's my issue. I'll try to help him what I could. But I should go sit with him and sit in a room where I have nothing to tell him. Midas Noisabal and Chaveris says yes. Midas Noisabal Chaveris says yes. It's a Midah Gavoya Moid. And we got it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Midas Noisabal and Chaveris says that this ability of every Yid to partially take someone else's plight to you. I say partially because at the end of the day, Chayecha Koimim. He can never become me, Mamish. Hashem made us talk. I'm Reuven, you're Shimon. He can never Mamish to me. He never Mamish can come me. But yes, he could partially be, I could actually take a little bit, I could become personal, that his plight could come and part of me. And this is the only midah that Avraham Avinu was able to go to Muhammad. Without that, it's impossible. Without that, Avraham Avinu would have said, if I could help Lloyd, if I could bail him out, beautiful. But for me to go to Muhammad, does that make any sense? Does that make any sense for me to go to Muhammad? How can I go to Muhammad put myself in danger? The answer is, Lloyd's plight became personal of Rome's responsibility. And he did chesed with, together with the Messias Oil. And this is a steer of Gemurah to Anoichis. A person to have a Shaychis and Messias Baal. Someone who lives his whole life and he has not been pirates the gvulis of Ani like we're trying to do the whole Zman. So yes, he's going to be living in a Shoymar Ochi Anoichi. He'll always be that guy who hears the Gabbai is going to get up in shul and he's going to start telling, yeah, he's going to make a meeting and he's going to tell about the guy who needs the person we find. He's going to be terrible. He's going to call him and tell his wife, oh, terrible. You know, Mamish Kefel. So what are we going to do about it? Send $100. There are going to be the people who have in the CSO. They take it all. It becomes yours and becomes your Zach. It's a different sugi of chesed. This is l'hediyah keneged, the midah of shoyma ochi anoichi. And this is one of the biggest ways to extend yourself and bring yena into your world. I want to just finish a little bit. Two things. One thing is a little bit pokapli klum. I said it's a sugi of noisibol, it's an endless sugi. Just a little bit about the tzir of Moshe Rabbeinu. I spoke about Avraham. A little bit about the nekuda of nesias ol when you can't help another person. And again, in that case, there's also two cases. It's a long sugya. Yena has, another person has tzara. And I talk, whatever it is, and I can't. There are cases where you can't. Richo k'mokoim. You went to Rebbe and he said, it's impossible, you have to go. It's not your responsibility. You felt the need and you can't help him. But there's a nesi ba'ol that as much as you could push it to feel his pain. You're not going to actually accomplish anything actively, but you feel his pain. Then there's two heichatimses. There's one time when Yenna doesn't know about it. That's also true. I'm not going to be able to talk about that now. You're sitting in America, and he's in Eretz Yisrael, and you still have to feel his pain. And then there's the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, where you could actually show Yenem that you feel his pain. You could show Yenem that you feel his pain. I don't want to just talk about for 3 or 4 minutes how much this is and how much it's also hard. You need the midah. Again, we just said, of opposite of Shoyim Ochi. Yes, Shoyim Ochi Anoichi. You need the midah to see us all, to feel personally. But Nakuda, how much you could help a person by feeling his pain. Anyone who knows a little bit about Koichas and Nefesh, a person, anyone who's trying to help, who recognizes they have their own Yisurim and their own challenges, we all have our own Peklach. The Ikka Nakuda of Tzara in the world is not the Tzara itself. It's not the bad thing by itself. Hashem is kulay toiv. It's the way it affects emotionally the person who's going through the tzara. Be it a physical tzara, kol shekain, if it's an initially emotional tzara. The ikir nekuda is the feeling that the person has who's going through the tzara. It's an amazing thing. The two lashonos, one of the two ikir lashonos the Torah talks about is tzara v'tzuka. Tzara v'tzuka. Tzara is a lashon of narrowness. shachin, like Domit Aviyazi talks about this. It's lashon narrow. A person who's going through a tzara, whatever the tzara is, monetary, health, emotionally, with kids, chule, shabbos, he feels alone. He feels abandoned. He feels that no one could really be with him, no one could accompany him. Sukkah, what's sukkah? Sukkah is a tzuk. What's a tzuk? A tzuk is the place they threw the tzara la'azazel off. What's a tzuk? A tzuk is you go to the highest part of the mountain, there's like a little chupchik, a little chip sticking out of the mountain. And it's sticking out on top like a whole canyon. When you're standing on the tzuk, you feel like you're alone in the world. You're on top, you're alone. You're on top of an emek, and you're totally, totally alone. Sorrow Vitzuka is explaining that the emek of the problem and the pain that a person is going through at Tzorotzuka is the fact that he has to be alone. When you're noisibol, and again, a noisibol be'emes, because I didn't speak about even how do you do it. Noisibol, you actually do things like Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to use tziurim. You have to actually physically, mentally, emotionally exert yourself to enter Yeneshu's, because at the end of the day, we're talking Hozman, I'm I and he's him. But when you actually do that, even if you can't do anything right now concrete to help him, when you carry his pain, and you're able to give a person who actually the person feels is somewhat with him, you don't know what a valuable asset that is. That is one of the biggest valuable assets, like we're saying, because you took away the nekuda of the person's plight. You want to sock in everything, but he has someone who's carrying it with him. He has someone who's carrying it with him. Nochamo. To do this, if it's a shame ochi anoichi, then it's extremely nakashmak to feel pain. And I go through this all the time. You hear about something, you hear about sorry, you don't even want to just think about it, you don't want to discuss it with your wife at the table. Just watch it. We should ruin a supper. I just like to talk about Yenim, who has never, his kid went off the derech. Like, we have to talk about another thing. We have to talk about another divorce. What are we going to do? Like, I wanted to have a geshmak at night, at home tonight. It should be easy. It should be light. It should be geshmak. God, you can have a nice bone, still be the simcha. But there's no question. There's a kvetch. There's a mead of Nesiyas oil. This was Avraham Avinu. Is telling us before he did Hachnasas Orchim, he was a noisy ba'ol. This was Moshe Benu Vayigdal. It's getting late. I'm not going to be marchiv. Vayigdal, he became big. He became bigger. Vayar Hashem Kisor Lirois. Later on it says Kisor Lirois. This Nakuda.